Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday worldwide transmission. It is the 24th day of October, 2013, and we will open the phones up in this hour, the second hour, and the third hour. We have John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, joining us to talk about the financial looting that is the global banking cartel's New World Order system and where it will lead us by design. That said, dealing with political correctness, there's a story up on drudgereport.com we're going to be talking about. University, Cowboys, Indians, and Sombreros offensive for Halloween. See, they're not only going to ban paper bags saying they're racist. They're not only going to say you can't call the Washington Redskins the Redskins. Once they get rid of things that you could argue could be offensive, they move on to everything else until only what's prescribed by the establishment is authorized. It's a total authoritarianism. And look, I know that you know this, but the point is they know this. These are not liberals. These are authoritarians. Now, if you want to forcibly inject Africans with shots that have sterilants in them, that's liberal. Because, you know, they're black folks and subhuman need to be killed, according to them. That's liberal. See, so if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger who says you admire Hitler, you get ADL awards. But if you stand against the type of stuff Hitler promoted, then you're a racist. You understand? And there's no need to even show the proof. And by the way, it's not even meaning that you even buy into it and believe it. If you are an Asian group that wants to call themselves the Slants, a popular group who want to trademark that name, meaning a term from chords in music, and then I guess a pun as well, then the trademark office will refuse it. You no longer have free speech, and they're coming. Now, I looked into this last year and found out that, indeed, it is under the Obama umbrella with Michelle Obama, the food commissar, who says aspartame's good, GMO's good, non-organic's good, pure sugar's good, artificial sweetener's good, MSG good. No, everything that should be restricted in the schools is forced in there. And feds order school to ban packed lunches without doctor's note. This is in Virginia, saying under orders from the federal program, they receive word from federal programs, preschool, pertaining to lunches from home. You must get a doctor's note saying it's a special diet. Again, it's just like vaccines. There's no law. You've got to take them. But they lie and says there is. Say there is. And then they make you get a doctor's note, and the doctors are part of the crew now. They won't issue it. It's all about fraud. This is a criminal system where if you do what you're told, you keep the job in the system. If you don't, you're gone. And now that it's a government-run system, everybody's got to have a government or corporately government-controlled combine job. And so then they take over. I've got an article right here. 49% of Americans, it was 47 just a year ago, 49% of Americans now get government benefits. 82 million households on Medicaid. And that is the plan. They're going to get everybody but offshore banks above the law on the dole. But remember, Chicago schools first came out and said you can't pack your child lunch. Parents can't be trusted. Parents are bad. They actually said parents, you know, don't make good choices. And then you look at the slop the school's pushing, it's another big corporate dumping ground of all the bad salt and all the bad MSG and all the bad aspartame and the chocolate milk, and then they're not allowed to run at recess because they might get hurt, and no dodgeball. I mean, this is a total prison. And heaven forbid you bring a water gun to school, you'll be arrested. Or now if you put the water gun in the street, you're arrested. I mean, it's a total prison. And they've got juries will send you away for having a water gun on the street. I mean, it doesn't matter if no law was broken. They'll just still send you to jail because it's Pavlovian. They like the cop to pat him on the head and the judge and pack the biggest prison population in the country. And now all over the nation, they're telling them, you can't pack your child's lunch. They're going to eat GMO swill. But we got bigger news coming up. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday worldwide transmission, the 24th day of October 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. John Perkins, best-selling author of Economic Hitman, or Confessions of an Economic Hitman, will be joining us to give his take on the global banking cartels looting of the society and the police states they put in place once they take over a society to continue the bankruptcy and enslavement politically by design, just like a spider ties up its prey to take its time sucking it dry. That is exactly what's happening. We're going to be covering it. Let me just give you some of the headlines here. Here's Fox News. Does Army consider Christian's Tea Party a terror threat? And they put this out on Fox Insider instead of as an official Fox News article. The military's gone public from Fort Hood. Our listeners, I even know the unit, and said, we're being told Christians, period, are terrorists, and that do not give them money or we will be court-martialed. Now, see, this is economic warfare. Don't just have the IRS go after the Tea Parties. Don't just have them go after the pro-life groups. And don't just have the IRS caught lying to Congress and ordered by Obama to do it. I mean, that is totally illegal, totally oppressive, 100% authoritarianism. And Fox News won't even talk about it on their official Fox. They put it out to folks, to the libertarian audience they know is a lucrative wing. Because they already know, the libertarian audience already knows all this. So they'll put that out, but not actually put it on the news to really change stuff. They wanted to destroy Obama. They could do it with stuff like this. I mean, this is not just George Washington's bad in the new army manuals, and the founders are bad, and guns will be taken, and the military's on record now in the manuals being trained to take our guns and have a civil war. Our military has been captured, just like if the Russians had successfully infiltrated over 50 years, got all their people in, and then announced that gun owners and returning veterans and those that aren't part of the communist dream will be arrested. I mean, that's basically what this is. And you got Navy SEALs going public. You've got admirals going public. You've got colonels going public. You've got all these people. And it's always on Michael Savage's show or my show or DrudgeReport.com or InfoWars.com. But no one else will report it, because if you admit it all, then you got to do something about it. And I was psychoanalyzing why I yell and scream and why I get angry. Because I'm freaked out, folks. It'd be like if somebody was breaking in my door and I was tied up by the body politic and I needed the politics globally, but also domestically, the people to wake up collectively to then untie ourselves so we can do something while Freddy Krueger has got his arm through the window of the broken glass on the door, turning the doorknob right now. And we've historically watched Freddy Krueger butcher everybody on the block historically. In the last 100 years, the very same globalists funding the communists and fascists and authoritarians worldwide, from Indonesia to Nazi Germany, from Soviet Russia to communist Cuba, and we've watched it, and now they're to our door, and they're now in our living room, and I am tied up until we get the public awake. We're all collectively tied up, and we're kind of getting our arm out right now of one rope and could start untying ourselves, but now Krueger is walking towards us, laughing. And we got to get out of these ropes fast, folks. Fast. I mean, we are in mega danger. Like a car rolling towards the edge of a cliff, we're 5 feet away. And yes, we've slowed the car down. But Freddy Krueger is behind the car, pushing it, and telling us, don't worry, press on the accelerator. You know, he's waiting for us at the bottom. I mean, this is a nightmare scenario. And I've got literally 200 news articles here, each one more insane than the last. The U.S. is now known as a dumping ground for all forms of corruption and evil. China knows they can't ship poison food and medicine to Europe because Europe will sue them or shut down imports. They dump it. I have more articles today where they know that the regulators will let them dump any amount of poison, kidney failure, death, it doesn't matter. The FDA. While the FDA is shutting down basically any U.S. business that isn't globalist owned. I mean, if you're a major chicken producer that's on the globalist operation, you can have just rotten food. They just radiate it, spray viruses on it that eat the bacteria. Look that up if you think I'm kidding. They spray live vaccines basically on it. I mean, it's just a hell house. We are a hell house. And I just realized that. My dad was listening yesterday, and he said, man, you got so dark, new listeners might, you know, think you're being serious, you know, when you're agreeing with the New World Order and that dark satire. Look, whatever. People need to hear what the globalists really think about you. And they pretty much tell you themselves, but I'll go all the way and, you know, play the part of the globalist here and their mindset towards you. But they don't just not care about hurting you and ripping you off. They enjoy it. And they've now got half the public on welfare, and they're soon going to have 60%, and they think it's game over. They think it's game over, and they're coming, folks. And I cannot stress to you how much trouble we're in. I cannot stress to you, I mean, the census data of 2 years ago is now out. 49% of Americans get government benefits, 82 million households on Medicaid. They already get their health care paid for. And now they're going to loot all the working class people and middle class to just give trillions of dollars to offshore insurance companies who wrote this and then fine and fee all the working poor and drive them into bankruptcy where they've got to go on welfare, because then they're going to be told, now you got to go show up for compulsory national service to get your welfare. Now you got to take these shots to get your welfare. Now your kids are ours. This is it. This is the, you are seeing the real life collectivization of America. And people from the former Eastern Bloc are leaving the U.S. en masse. 40, 50, 60-year-old people that grew up under tyranny are crying at liberty rallies and freaking out and fleeing, crying because they thought they could live and die in America and loved America because they've seen it. I mean, we are in red level meltdown. Okay? I mean, this is just... And I realize that's why I'm in so much mental anguish and why I get so nasty on the air, is because it's all true. It's all real. And Fox News comes out and says soldiers attending pre-deployment briefing at Fort Hood say they were told that evangelical Christians and members of the Tea Party were a threat to the nation, and that any soldier donating to those groups would be subjected to punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They would be court-martialed. Now, folks, you have to understand, they understand the mainline Tea Party is kind of like Republican Libertarian. The real Tea Party, started by Ron Paul, myself, and others 7-8 years ago, is anti-Federal Reserve, pro-America, pro-sovereignty, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-property rights, pro-liberty. And we told you in the internal training manuals that federal marshals, FBI, state police gave us around the country that broke nationally 5 years ago, that they say returning veterans are the number one enemy. Homeland Security is for them. Next, it's gun owners. And this is authoritarianism, folks. When they tell you now from Virginia to Florida, from Illinois to Colorado, that you can't pack your own child's lunch, that's back in the news today, you're living in an authoritarian state. When they get up on the news and have a creepy woman in a promo that airs every night of the week saying, your children belong to us, I mean, they know what they're doing. And you look at them, they're crazed. You look in their eyes, these are horrible demons, horrible authoritarians. They know they're not liberals. You understand? These are enemy soldiers, people. This is a military takeover. And they're now telling the military, just like Hitler did when he finally took over Germany, give me your loyalty, give me your litmus that you'll arrest, kill whoever we say. And the German and the Weimar military, over 90% of them stayed in. The 10% that didn't, they purged them later. Same thing in the Soviet Union. Lenin did the same deal. And they ended up purging folks anyways. It's going to be a lot worse if we don't resist this now. I'm here to tell you. And so we're in deep trouble. I mean, do you understand how illegal it is to tell soldiers in memos that have been given to us that the news has covered that are confirmed by the top general at Fort Hood, saying you're not allowed to have guns as a soldier outside the base, even your own private ones? You're not allowed to have those. You're not allowed to demonstrate for the First Amendment when you're off duty. You know, but this is light years worse than that. Because the headline is, does the Army consider Christians' Tea Parties a terror threat? It goes on. You know, the headline should be treason. Troops taught that Christians are the enemy. I mean, just, it wouldn't matter what group it was. I told you, Homeland Security was always to be flipped onto Christians, libertarians, returning veterans. And all over the country, we saw this a few months ago. In Colorado, they called in the state police, the captains of the state police, several hundred of them in Colorado, the officers, and said, we're preparing for gun confiscation of radicals, including Christians. See, first they say it's for Al-Qaeda, then they say it's for gang insurrection, and then they segue to, no, it's for Christians. And by the way, they told the state police, this came out in the Denver newspapers, but they were like, oh, it's a good thing. Thank God the feds are teaching them this as part of their in-service training, that you're going to have to go house to house and we're going to take these people in. And listen, they're going to start a civil war. They're going to pick groups that, you know, are unsavory, white supremacist, others at first to set the precedent for this. And then they're going to roll out against everybody. And this is what they train 24/7 for. And then when the military reaches out, oh, let's tell Fox News, we've already told Alex about this, it just gets spun and stuck in the back of the paper. But at least it's there. You understand, if you don't stand against this, they are testing. and asking the military, not the generals, that they've already are on board, or they're kicking them out with a litmus test. They've moved down to non-commissioned officers, which means they're getting ready to go operational to try to take our guns.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Official Army and military training manuals. We have the troops going public. I could open the phones up and have non-commissioned officers, officers calling in, enlisted folks telling you they're training to take the guns. I mean, it's in the news. I see it in local news stories in Texas, but also all over the country all the time, where they'll have locals at the school with the National Guard and the regular Army and the Marines, or all three, or local Air Force MPs, you name it. And they're training to go take people's guns. I mean, it's in the news all the time. Arcadia, Iowa. Remember 4 years ago, they practiced going door-to-door to take the guns. And it was in the news that, well, they're trying to take guns during an emergency in America. First place the Army hit with the colonel was the local gun shop that helped play along. Then they practice going door-to-door to find the hidden guns in America. And then they freak out and go, conspiracy theorist Jones thinks it's for America, when I had the quotes from the article the day before. And the paper backtracked and said we were insane and none of it was real. See, because then there was a backlash. It was a PSYOP test in a town of 700 in Arcadia to see if they could announce gun confiscation in the paper. To see if in a small group, and of course later I learned from Army sources that indeed their PSYOPs was there. PSYOPs, by the way, didn't like what was going on, but they're all so scared they went along with the mission. You better be scared of following this mission. A mission to destroy your country? I mean, this isn't like losing some war in some questionable operation for the globalist. This is losing America. And you're just going to follow orders and do it, huh? I've got all this other news I'm going to get to, but I'd like to hear from the military. I'd like to hear from police, actually, because the military will call in and say they're not going to be part of it, and they're being trained to do it, and they don't like it. But I'd like to hear from the Fort Hood troops, who I know listen every day. I'd like to hear from folks all over the country, but police as well. Active duty and active police. Do I get an apology now? I don't want the apology. I don't even care. I just want you to listen. I want to save the country. They're teaching them that the Tea Party and evangelical Christians who believe in a second coming of Christ, that's Janet Reno on 60 Minutes, 1995, she said, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are in a cult and you are a terrorist. That's on record. If we could dig the clip up. And you're like, well, why are they coming after us? I'm just going to try to homeschool and live out in the woods. They're going to come get your kids. They're going to teach them. Jocelyn Elder said, don't you get it? These are perverts. They want control. And the number one thing they want is your kids. Just like in Sodom and Gomorrah, they wanted your kids. And just like in Nazi Germany, the state wanted the kids. And just like in Soviet Russia and Mao's Cuba and every other country, the statists want the kids. Don't you get it? They're coming for your kids. And they know you're going to try to work three jobs and live out in the countryside and try to have communities. And the Rural Affairs Commission under Department of Defense has now got Pentagon PSYOPs in every small town literally doing assessments on how to shut things down. And they're going to do it. I mean, the magnitude of this military attack. We are under total military attack. And now they've gone all the way down to the enlisted. That's the reason you're hearing about this. It was in the documents years ago, but oh, that's just a document. Oh, Alex says there's a civilian inmate labor camp program. Nobody go look up. It was public. Alex says there's Rex 84 and Garden Splicer and or Cable Splicer and Garden Plot. And Alex says there's the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And Alex says, I didn't say any of it. It was all public. And I have my sources. We know their exact plans. We don't know how they'll try to implement them in what order. But, I mean, it is hellish. They're not just going to conquer us like they've done France with 100% taxes on the middle class. 100%. They're getting rid of them. The elite are all tax exempt, have Swiss bank accounts on record, including the socialist leaders. Because they're not socialist leaders. They're mafia criminals. Authoritarianism has scientifically come to America. They are gutting everything by design. And I want to hear from military. I want to hear from police. I can't believe police have to think about it, too, on the street and go, I don't want to take the guns, but if I'm ordered to, I'm not going to say. All because all you care about is your status and that uniform that now represents the New World Order. Unless you stand and have that uniform represent liberty and justice. This is a big deal here. That now it's down to the grassroots military. It's down to the enlisted privates. They're being taught. George Washington's bad. Christians are bad. I mean, they actually get them in there. And if you hang up on the bulletin board the oath, they pull it down. The officer walks in and tears it off the wall. I have FEMA on video saying the Constitution is terrorism. And the Founding Fathers are bad. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny, free online. And that was in 2001. Okay? These people are traitors. They're infiltrators. We've been captured. Can't you get it? Literally captured. You understand that? Literally.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Together to build an empowered human destiny under God, under family, under justice. But alas, I'm a terrorist.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We live in a laboratory. We're degenerate control freaks who hate everything good are in control of our tax money and the military-industrial complex. They are inbred psychopathic eugenicists, and they are the enemy of everything free, decent, and good. Bottom line. Fort Hood has now gone public and also responded in an unclassified release to their statements dealing with the veterans and how they're openly training to take on the American people. Let me go back to this article that I was just mentioning. Okay, continuing here with the news. does Army consider Christians' Tea Party a terror threat? And then it begs the question, because it goes on to say, soldiers attending a pre-deployment briefing at Fort Hood, where they were doing riot control and gun confiscation drills, I should add, that was in their local paper, said they were told that evangelical Christians and members of the Tea Party were a threat to the nation and that any soldier donating to those groups, this is violating their First Amendment. This is a trillion times worse than what Nixon did with a few hundred names of people off the IRS. They give all your info now to the TSA, folks. Everything's public to these criminals. Soldiers attending a pre-deployment briefing at Fort Hood say they were told that evangelical Christians and members of the Tea Party were a threat to the nation and that any soldier donating to those groups would be subjected to punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The October 17th briefing, a soldier attended, told the reporter that those attending the briefing, they told me that the counterintelligence agent in charge of the meeting, see, counterintelligence, dealing with the enemy, the American people, because it's a foreign officer, spent nearly a half hour discussing how evangelical Christians and groups like the American Family Association, just see, they really hate mainline groups like that and Dobson. And they're really threatened by just really nice, friendly, mainline Christian groups that have, you know, little audiobooks for kids and things. It's so unbelievably evil. I mean, this is the Soviet takeover of America, but it's bankers using that technology of control. Michael Berry, an attorney of the Liberty Institute, is advising the soldier and has launched an investigation into the incident. The American public should be outraged. The U.S. Army is teaching our troops that evangelical Christians and Tea Party members are enemies of America and that they can be punished for supporting or participating in those groups, said Berry, a former Marine Corps JAG officer. These statements about evangelicals being domestic enemies are a serious charge. It's not a charge. I love how the media always acts like they don't know, and then even the lawyer involved thinks it's just Fort Hood and just thinks it's his. It's everywhere on record. We have the training manuals. They're all on Infowars.com. It's all been covered by the news after we break it. Saying returning veterans are the number one enemy. Gun owners are number two. Christians are number three. Period. Libertarians. Mainline Republicans. Do you understand this? They are going to get more than 50% of the public on welfare. They're already at 49%, and they're going to have them vote to take everything. And the bankers are all exempt, so they don't care. So I want to hear from police, and I want to hear from military about this. You have a war on the press, a war on whistleblowers. You have incredible corruption going on. You have all these corrupt interests looting the country seven ways to Sunday. And the military, number one threat, not the communist Chinese, not the Russians, not Al-Qaeda. The number one job mission is now Homeland Command, NORTHCOM brigades in every sector, training 24-7 to kill people wearing overalls and John Deere hats. I've shown you the video. I've been to the urban warfare drills. The troops have called in and broke down crying and said, I heard you talk about this. I didn't believe it. We practice and they always start crying because it's not that they're scared or wimps. It's painful when they go out and train to kill somebody that looks like their granddaddy did. They're training to kill the rural people because they know they're the only ones when they take over that are going to be able to hold out and grow their own food. They're going to kill everybody. They are. You understand? They're going to bring in foreign troops, everything. I'm sure of it now. That's why they built the invasion routes out of Mexico down to the major ports with the Napa Superhighway to split the country in two with the Chi-Com operation. It's all real, folks. Everything military people told me 20 years ago I rolled my eyes at, and they said, no, that's the plan. It's all real. It's all been set up. It is unbelievable how much trouble we're in. And they will nuke U.S. cities. When they do it, NORAD will stand down. They will say patriots have done it. You watch. And the Chinese are here to help, and the average welfare head will sit there at sports stadiums while people like myself are being killed in firing squads, and they'll have it on national television with Rachel Maddow hosting it. I'm telling you, these people are the enemy, period. But hold your fire. They're trying to stir us up into real stuff because we always catch the provocateurs. People, the provocateurs, when I say this, they get really mad and all attack me. And you can tell these people are feds every time. Do not do anything. Do not The more they abuse us, the more everybody sees it. They are just like Gandhi did civil disobedience, let them beat him up and stuff in front of people. Just continue to be Christ-like, because there's a time to stand down. There's also a time to kill, a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to be born, a time to die. You guys print me that full Bible passage, please. I want to read that here on air. And the point is, my gut and my spirit says, take it. Just keep letting them hurt us. Keep letting them abuse us. Just keep doing it. Okay, and make them stage the big false flags, and the military's going to know. I've already diagrammed all their different possible battle plans, and they're going to lose. They will lose the invasion. We can beat the Chi-Coms. We can beat them. We can beat them. I'm telling you, it's not going to be Russia, folks. It's going to be the Chinese. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes 3, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to be plucked up, that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. I like the King James, it's much stronger, but a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. See, there's time to let them hurt you. There's time to stand up. Let's go back to it. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh, that wherewith he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time, also hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out of the work God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. No, you didn't build that. God didn't build that. It's the gift of the state. See, and we sit here. Print me the King James Version, please, of that. I want to read that later. Thank you. The issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're at the crossroads, and everybody knows it. And they wouldn't be giving the orders down to the enlisted to get ready to take guns and arrest the Christians and kill those that resist and take their guns. I mean, these people are just abominations. And the false flag is also going to be economic collapse, where they pose as the saviors. And God help us, and God help all the fools in Congress that went along with this. When they roll this in, there's going to be a lot of scores settled. They're going to guarantee a whole bunch of Congress people are going to end up getting their throats slit by the establishment. This is going to make the red takeover in 1917, 1918, and the 10 years it took them to consolidate power over Russia look like a cakewalk. And I'm here to tell you, bowing down to this is what's going to allow the rivers of blood to flow. We can stop this right now, but we let them tell us that, hey, you can't pack your kids' school lunch, your kids belong to us, we're going to give you vaccines, even though there's no law. We're going to have checkpoints even though it's illegal. We're going to leave the borders open. We're going to give the illegals all this free welfare to incentivize them coming here, but cut your welfare. It is so hellish what they've done. I mean, look at some. Let me give you the toll-free number for military and police to call in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You are not going to grovel to this and get out of it. It is exterminism. It is death. I'd use the fifth element analogy of the dark entity coming towards the earth to destroy everything. You don't make a deal with that. It comes to kill everything. And it's, of course, an allegory of Satan. You need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot make a deal with this. You cannot reason with it. It's all a lie. You've got to realize this is the great coming of evil. And we can get a reprieve, but it's going to take everybody admitting how much trouble we're really in. They're now publicly going, well, maybe Christians are terrorists. And they're teaching the state police it everywhere. And they're teaching the military. And they're teaching them that they're going to take our guns. That's why police chiefs on tape now won't say they won't take the guns. When I was out there at that gun rally, they had feds standing behind and giving orders to the police chief of San Antonio. Because they're not feds. They are globalists. And they've been put in positions because they will carry out the orders, and they've been promised great power. All you're going to get is the same thing that others that serve evil get. You will be destroyed. But most importantly, you are honorless. You are pathetic. I want to hear from military. I want to hear from police currently. Are you too scared to even call in and say you will stand for liberty? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And they're bringing in the tyranny because they have to. They want to break this country's back for once and for all. It makes Cloward and Piven look like a blessing, what they want to do here. It's more like breaking the back of Poland or Ukraine under Soviet occupation. In fact, it's pretty much the same battle plan. Except we're heavily armed, and we've known they were coming. We've been digging in. That's why they announce us as the enemy. The people that have occupied the country, the globalists, and their corporate interest, using Soviet model control, again, they're not Soviets, they're using Soviet model control. The Soviets worked for them before, the same big banks. They were able to bring them down. America was too strong. Now they've basically got us, they think. 800-259-9231. And then I've got this on InfoWars.com. Feds order school to ban packed lunches without doctor's note. This is in the local news. Dear parents, I have received word from the federal program's preschool parenting to lunches from the home. Parents are to be informed that their students can only bring lunches from home if there is a medical condition meriting a specific diet along with a physician's note to that regard. See, your children belong to the state. You will pay money for their deadly GMO. And it includes ice cream and GMO nachos with MSG chips. I also am sorry for the inconvenience. If you have any questions concerning this matter, please contact the Stephanie blah blah, the health coordinator for federal preschools. You see, when they have the federal programs, if any money goes to that, if 10% of the kids in the school are on a school lunch program, now they control everybody does. This is total domestication down to what your kids eat. We're already in mega tyranny. There's just old segments of the old republic still operating, but we're being overrun. We're under attack. You understand this? They're going to kill us when this comes down, and then they're going to come after you. We need help. This is not a game, people. The country's been overrun. And now I only realize how close we are to their operation going live, and I mean hot. Nukes going off, shutting down the economy, wiping out tens of thousands of patriot leaders in a single day. Folks, you see communications go down, death squads are coming. Be ready. Move out of those areas. Get behind them. I'm telling you, I cannot believe it's so hardcore. I cannot believe it's really happening. And I don't mean to get like that. It's just that as a man, I just sit here calmly while the TVs are on, the sports games go on, everybody's in this matrix trance while they're openly taking over society, training to arrest Christians en masse. You go to the big mega churches and the cops are watching you, you know, filing stuff. You ask the preacher, you clergy response. They get on a little power trip and go, I can't discuss that with you, my dear son. And it's like, you're not a preacher. You're a government operative who thinks they're James Bond. You're a traitor. You're not James Bond. You're a stinking commissar. And all these little candy. Oh, man, I tell you. Let's go to your phone calls. Charles in Arkansas, Sergeant National Guard, then Scott, who's Army, Michael in Kentucky, who's Army. I haven't even gotten to any of the other news yet. It's all insane, everything. I'm trying to be calm about this. It's just, are you being asked if you'll fire on U.S. citizens? Are you being prepared in your area?
I personally have not got that order yet.
Good. Have you heard from others that it's going on? Because it is confirmed in the news they're asking this.
Alex, I don't even know where to start. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, when I woke up about 6 months ago, it was my 6-year anniversary for being in the military. And this whole time before then, I didn't even understand what was leading up to it. And, like, now I think back, and there's little pieces that start fitting together. Like, I'm in the desert doing desert training in California, and I'm going to the defect with people from Turkey and other countries, and, man, it's freaking me out, Alex. It's freaking me out, dude.
It's a global government army where they can invade anybody they want.
when I ran across your video for the first time, like, I think it was Endgame, and I seen it, my jaw dropped, and I believed every single bit of it because I'm an intelligent individual, and I can see what's happening and what's going on. And I've tried to wake up so many people. Every person I seen, my Facebook got shut off, and people started calling me higher up than me in the military and were telling me that I need to stop saying what I'm saying, right? Like, my
Let me ask you this. What do you make of the Fox News thing? We already knew about this. It's part of the general training. FEMA's coming in, the counterintelligence operatives, and they're telling them their enemies, the people, and they're telling them you can't give money to a Christian group, a Tea Party group, or we'll court-martial you. I mean, they're openly saying you have no First Amendment. It's incredible.
First time I heard about anything religious-wise, I was told that we are not allowed to witness to people anymore to try to turn them to Jesus. And I'm a Pentecostal. When I say,
well, I'll tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and then to Scott, Michael, Jim, and Les. But this is why this is important. Only Christians can't do it. This is off-duty, by the way. Off-duty, you're not allowed. Again, they don't have that authority, folks. Yeah, that was earlier last year. We're going to come right back and let you finish up with that, Charles, and hurriedly go to Scott, Michael, Jim, Les, and others. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
Paul Watson's got a more detailed article than Fox News out. Reported soldiers told that Christians, Tea Partiers, and radical are a radical terror threat. But the issue there isn't even that. That's been going on for a long time, and it's total treason and totally illegal and domestic authoritarian takeover. The issue is that they're saying don't give money. Like, don't give money to Al-Qaeda or we'll arrest you under NDAA. They're saying we will arrest you if you give to evangelical groups. Evangelical groups are probably in the top two, maybe the biggest group in this country, after Catholics. I mean, that's like saying 60, 70 million people that identify themselves with evangelicals type stuff. Don't give them money. That's how you politically crush people, is you say, don't be part of this. Credit Suisse is coming out and launching Gay-Friendly Company Index, saying they'll do business with people that socially promote the gay lifestyle. And again, it's not like, oh, here's my bank. Everything is going to be leveraged money-wise to make you comply. It's authoritarianism. This is the takeover, folks. They've already got our kids. We put up with anything. We let them tell us that we can't bring sack lunches for our kids, that paper bags are racist. Why not? We do whatever they say. Of course they're telling. Briefly, I want to go to your calls. Charles in Arkansas, real fast. This did come out in the news last year where they said, even off duty, you don't tell people about Jesus. Go ahead.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I got to tell you what started my awakening, though. Okay, 9 months before my 6th-year anniversary in the military, I went on a mission, and it was to deliver vehicles to all the armories around Arkansas. The amount of armored vehicles that we were bringing, like, it kind of, you can't just see that and not think about there's something wrong here. And then we start getting turret kits. And I've been in for 6 years, and I have never seen heavy machine guns, that many. And then now I work on night vision goggles. We have night vision goggles for every single person in our unit. We're a maintenance unit.
Look. Yeah, for those that don't know, and this is what I was told by family this is like 8 years ago. They were in Austin at the airbase, shifting to where even the maintenance people are training for not riot control, seek and destroy operations against the American people. And that's it. A domestic army with better equipment than frontline soldiers have got in Iraq for us. And Iraq was a laboratory, the Pentagon admitted in one document I saw, for America. This is all checkpoint insurgency Fallujah style stuff. So, yes. Okay, so basically you're seeing it all built up with these arms caches. And those are in the news as well.
And then I was just telling family members, like, how weird it was. So I just went and searched conspiracies, and I started seeing your name pop up everywhere. So I was like, all right, man, I got to check this guy out, you know, YouTube it. And Endgame is the first thing that pops up. And like I said, drop my jaw. That's all I got to say.
Well, God bless you, sir. And just how many people in your units that you work with, how many of them now understand what's happening?
Oh, my God. The first time I ever heard it, like, anyone talking badly about the government was last drill, okay? And even larger sergeants and every single person is talking about it, and it's the chatter. It's 80% of my unit, guaranteed.
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear, though. This is not the government. Just like if a hijacker hijacks an airplane, and psychologically they do this, puts on the captain's uniform, because people submit them, okay? I mean, it's like if you came home when you're 10 years old and a guy's wearing your dad's work uniform and says, "Hi, son, I'm your dad." And your mom's hanging there, and you're, you know, and all this stuff's going. You're like, "You're not my dad." They're like, "Yes, I am your papa." This is not the government. This is an infiltration. Well, God bless you. That's the best news I've heard. But let me tell you, they could really put on some theatrics. You know, a militia attacking a school, detonating a nuke with Al Qaeda. You're like, that doesn't make sense. Militias don't like Al Qaeda. The scripts are saying that. That's what they're prescripting. I'm telling you. I mean, folks, we're in a Mexican standoff with the New World Order, basically.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.